ಯಶೋದ ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಿಜಿಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸತಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಿಜಿಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ ಸತಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕಿ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕಿ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೆ ಕೌ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕ್ಕೆ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರೀಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಂಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తదో జాయముదీరహే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. Today we are taking the shloka from Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text Number 8. Na kaschit priyate tavat yavadastai hantaka etat artam hi bhagavan ఆహూతా పరమార్షిభిః అహో నలోకే ప్రియతా హరిలీలామృతం వచః నా కశ్చిత్ ప్రియతే తవ యావదాస్తా ఇహాంతకః ఏతత్ అర్థం హి భగవాన్ ఆహేత ఆహూత పరమార్షిభిః అహో నృలోకే ప్రియత హరిలీలామృతం వచః నా కశ్చిత్ ప్రియతే తావాన్ ఏతాదర్థం హి భగవాన్ ఆహూత పరమార్షిభిః అహో నృలోకే ప్రియత హరిలీలామృతం వచః నీలామృతావచ నాట్ కశ్చిత్ ఎనీవన్ మ్రియతే విల్ డై తావత్ సో లాంగ్ యావత్ యాస్ లాంగ్ యాస్ ఆస్తే ఈజ్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇహ హియర్ ఇన్ అంతకహ One who causes the end of life. Etat, this, artham, reason, he, certainly, Bhagavan, the representative of Lord, Ahutaha, invited, Parama, Rishivi, by the great sages, Aho, alas, Naraloke, in human society, Piyate, let them drink Harilila, transcendental pastimes of the Lord, Amritam, nectar for eternal life, Vacha, narration. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As long as Yamaraja, who causes everyone's death, is present here, no one shall meet with death. The great sages have invited the controller of death, Yamaraja, who is a representative of the Lord. Living beings who are under the grip should take advantage by hearing the deathless nectar in the form of this narration of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Please repeat. As long as Yamaraja, who causes everyone's death, is present here, no one shall meet with death. The great sages have invited the controller of death, Yamaraja, who is the representative of the Lord. Living being who are under his grip should take advantage by hearing the deathless nectar in the form of this narration of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Purport. Every human being dislikes meeting death, but he does not know how to get rid of death. The surest remedy for avoiding death is to accustom oneself to hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord, as they are systematically narrated in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is advised herein, therefore, that any human being who desires freedom from death should take to this course of life as recommended the Rishi headed by Saunaka. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Chakalpataru Vesha कृपा सिंधु एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, I seek the blessing from all of you. Hare Krishna. Actually, it's a very important subject for all the human being, today's subject. Important thing is, we see the people are suffering from death actually. But here, the proper solution is given. How to get rid of death. This is a wonderful sloka. So, first of all, I'll give you some narration about our superintendent, death superintendent, that is Yamaraj. So, we should know something about Yamaraj, then something about death. So, I'll try to speak that. Because I referred some of the class from Srila Prabhupada, I tried to give the same thing for you all. See, Yamaraj is the representative of the Lord. And just like, you know, Prabhupada refers, just like police commissioner in the city, he is taking care of the city and they are very cruel on the criminals. But one who is following the rules and regulations, sincere devotees, the police department is very good with them. They help them. This is what Prabhupada is saying. Similarly, Yamaraj is the superintendent of death. It's a good post. Superintendent of death, you know. So, what I wanted to tell you, this death is very cruel. Anything is there, once a death comes, means it's so cruel. Everything, our activity stops. Vrityu sarva harashchaha. Any activities, you know. Nobody can protect that. Nobody can protest, nobody can protect that body. Whoever just leaving death. Also, nobody can stop the death. It's very, very cruel. That's why. That's the only word, cruel. So, there are so many scientific advancement is there regarding death, but they can't stop the death. They can't stop the death. There are so many advancement they are showing. After all, there are so many people, they show their advancement in every field. Industries, their procurement of all those things, their activities and sports, so many things are there. People are doing top class, but the death is so sure that nobody can survive. Whatever the job they have done, they have to finish it up. They have to give up. After all, you have to die. It is there. Everyone, you know, everyone, they have to die. No process can save them. So here, you know, it is said, because Lord He is coming in the form of death. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. He puts in the right track and he comes. Nobody can stop that because Lord is Ajita. Ajita means one who is never conquered. That is Ajita. By any other means. And then Lord has got other name, Swarat. Swarat means he is self-independent. We can do anything. Self-independent, fully independent. He is not dependent on anyone. That is the thing. That's why he is called Swarat. Krishna is not dependent. Supreme Lord is not dependent. So, Yamaraj is a representative of the Lord. So, there, Lord is appointed. He is recognized as a certain representative. There are about 12 Mahajans. You all know about it. They have given a proper portfolio for them. So, out of that, Yamaraj is one. So, I wanted to give you the name. Who are those? One is Swayambhu, that is Brahma. Number two, Narad Muni. Number three, Shambhu, that is Lord Shiva. Number four is Kapila. Five is Kumaras. And other one is Manu. Then is Prahlad. And King Janaka, Yamaraj, plus Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, and Sukadeva Maharaj. So there are 12 Mahajans who are representative of the Lord. They have their different jobs. Even in that, some of the brahmacharis are there, some grahasthas are there in Mahajans. And they are become very confident servants of the Lord. Very accurate they are. Very accurate. Anything they do, most accurate they do it. That's why everything goes on very, very perfectly. For example, the early morning sun is rising exactly at 6:10. Exactly 6:10. Everything. Even the season changes. Lord has given a very perfect portfolio and it is very nicely conducted. This is what we have to learn. And Yamaraj is one of the great devotee Vaishnava is. Prabhupada says, he's a great devotee Vaishnava. And he advises his messengers, his Yamadutas, that be careful. Wherever you go, take care. Don't look at the devotees. So there is a safer part for the devotees. Yamadutas, they are not to look at the devotees. And you have to offer respect to them. And Yamaraj says, even I have to give them respect. I am offering respect. And see that you go to the person who is reluctant to chant Hare Krishna mantra. This is Prabhupada's words. One who is reluctant to chant Hare Krishna mantra, you go there and bring them here. And I'll give the judgment. Yamaraj is going to give the judgment. What punishment to be given? So I'll give the judgment. And that they are the criminals. You go bring that criminals. And who are not the devotees, you go and bring them here. And one who is not Krishna conscious, they got to come to the court of Yamaraj. It's very highly Prabhupada is saying. See the advantage of taking Krishna conscious. Prabhupada in beginning only says, if you take Krishna conscious, you'll be safer. This is the particular thing you can get rid of death even, right? And it's very difficult to believe also for other people. And Yamaraj is not being afraid of. None has to afraid with the Yamaraj. Because devotees, he respects lots of them. This we should understand that. So it is the Yamaraj duty, see that these particularly Prabhupada says, these rascals who are not taking shelter of Krishna, he is punishing them and he makes them to take shelter of Krishna. That is his job. And Suppose anybody goes for sense gratification, so they must be punished. Now the question comes, why sense gratification is bad? That's why Prabhupada says, whoever goes for sense gratification, you'll be in miserable condition. Because sense gratification is, it involves sinful activities. Sinful activities. Because material sense gratification is always sinful. We may create so many artificial type of thing, laws. This is good, this is bad, this is good. We only create, human being creates. Then Prabhupada says, wherever the people are creating something, that creation may be good somewhere, that creation bad for somewhere. So here especially, you are speaking in America, and you are telling, you know, here in America, people who drink and they think it is good. Taking alcohol drink, good. Special wine, special, you know, so many types of, it is good. America is good. Prabhupada says, it is not good everywhere. It is not good everywhere. And second thing, even in Western country, people are taking non-vegetarian, meat eating. Prabhupada said, they don't know about the offense of this meat eating. But if you go for the Vedic culture, it is foremost sinful activity. Foremost sinful activities. So here, so-called good and bad, it has got no meaning. Prabhupada said, ultimate, this material world is, everything is bad. when Prabhupada says, everybody will think, yeah, it's everything. Ultimately, it's everything is bad. But only one thing is good, that you have to take Krishna consciousness. You have to make your Krishna conscious, take progress in that. That is the only good part. That's all. There is nothing is good here. Nothing is good. Here only goodness is to become Krishna consciousness. So then we who took the Krishna conscious seriously, we think there is a hope for us, you know. Yeah, good, good. I am in some good margin, you know. This is, I am there. That's all. So here it is. That's why. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaye sambhavitam tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pratapitaha. I am the seed-giving father. I am father of everyone. This is told in Bhagavad Gita. Everyone. I am father of everyone. Beginning from Brahma to even to a small ant. I am the father. So, this is the... Nobody has got to kill anyone. Nobody has got the right to kill anyone because Father is Supreme Lord. We are all children of Supreme Lord. Prabhupada gives an example. Suppose one brother is there. One brother is earning lots of dollars. Other brother is not earning. He'll think, let me kill this younger brother who is not earning. Prabhupada says, no. Father won't approve that. Even an earning person or not earning person, the love and affection is same for the Supreme Lord. The purpose is different. You don't approve. That's why Karmanat Daivanetrena, it is said, you will be judged after your death. Every one of us, of course, their Prabhupada is saying, of course, if you take Krishna consciousness seriously, see the word is very important. If you take Krishna consciousness seriously, then the path is automatic. What is that automatic? Automatically you go back to Godhead. Automatically you'll go up back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada has taken a magazine also, back home, back to Godhead. You know that very initial stage. How to, that should be the people's goal. You have to go back to Godhead. So then you won't come back from there. There is no question of judgment. Judgment is for the criminals. For Yamaraj, there is no judgment for the devotees. These are all plus points of the Krishna conscious people. Today I am just speaking, what are the plus points, you know? You have to see that. What is the plus point? My God, I have got so many plus points here. So, these Prabhupada says, Prabhupada always speaks, na? These rascals and the criminals, they'll be really, they have to suffer because judgment is given by Yamaraj. They have to suffer a lot. Even if you cannot finish this job, Prabhupada says, if you cannot, we could not finish this job before your departure, you have taken Krishna consciousness, but you could not finish. The quota is not over. Prabhupada says, still you get a chance. There you will get chance of getting a human life. And you will get a human life in such a place, one who is a Vaishnava Brahman. So you will get whatever the remaining part, you can continue and fulfill it. And you can go back home, back to God. Or the rich people's place, they get an opportunity to complete their spiritual quota, whatever is left. Because after completing devotion, you can go back home, back to God. That's the Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even little, you does it. But Lord keeps it in account and He will arrange everything. That's why, if you take Krishna consciousness, try to execute it very sincerely and very seriously and follow the rules and regulations. This is very, especially Prabhupada has quoted very, very systematically. Rules and regulation. You know what's the rules and regulations? That's also Prabhupada mentions here. Rules and regulation. Chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds. 16 rounds. And attentively, try to be attentively do it. Then, number one, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. This is avoiding the sinful activities. These four things, when we take it, then what happens? You are catching tightly Krishna's lotus feet. Please catch it very tightly. So you will not fall after that if you are doing all these things. And next, Prabhupada is mentioning, don't become a, just show a show up. Don't show up, show bottle of brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha. Don't do it. Don't show up. You should be very serious. He said, you will fall down. If you do it, just show up. Abhinaya karega to gir jayega. This is everywhere. You have to take it very seriously. Every part, every sentence Prabhupada is saying, you have to take it very serious. That's why when we are in Krishna consciousness, we are trying to take it more serious than yesterday. Like that we have to keep our desire. You should take it more serious. Otherwise you will fall down. And what he says? Prabhupada is saying, Krishna will never tolerate the defaulters. He will never tolerate defaulters. So, Prabhupada says, pseudo devotees, is Maya is attacking them. Don't do that. Don't do all those things. So, Yamaraj is the representative of Lord, but you don't do this. And as rightly we say, is properly, the management is there to do all the punishment and all, what to do and make you set right. So, then what he says, Yamaraj comes, he says, come on, why are you here? And why are you in this society? Get out from here. You have come for Krishna conscious society, you are doing this, pretending, you get out from here. This is Yamaraj's duty. This is Yamaraj's duty. Prabhupada gives this. But if you remain in Krishna consciousness, you will not be touched by anyone. Your death is stopped. From the point where you have begun Krishna consciousness, your death is stopped. As soon as you start, your Krishna consciousness began, your death is stopped. Now, it is advised, very special advice is there in this sloka. It is said, Aho Nraloke Priyata Harililamratam Vach. Nraloke means the place, society of human being society. Naraloke. This is human society. You are there. So, human service society, you have got this body, just go on drinking nectarian Krishna Katha. You got this human body. Nraloke. just go on drinking Krishna Katha. So it has been advised, aho nraloke, human society. In Prabhupada, it is not said dogs loke or cats loke. They are not eligible. they are not having a capacity. Only human being is having a capacity. That's why you have to come out. Rishabdev also say, Naham naya deha gaya nraloke, kashtana kamana arhate dvibhaje, tapo deviyam. So nraloke, you have got a human form of life. Human form of life is so important that these are all, this is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Your position is very, very great. So this is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no comparison. There is no comparison, Prabhupada says. No comparison. There is no literature. Throughout the whole universe, there is no literature as Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why it said, every literature, every scripture, all things are we lost. Suppose we lost everything. But one Srimad Bhagavatam is there, you are not lost anything. Everything is there in that. So, there is no comparison. There is no competition. Every word in Srimad Bhagavatam is so pure for the human society. One sloka you heard, you get purified. So many things. Crores of your sinful activities is eradicated. You become very pure. Litmus test like, You just, once you heard, you become so pure. Because we don't know the capacity of that holy name. So pure. And not only that, there is no comparison. This is good for human society. Therefore, the society is stressing. That's why Prabhupada is stressing more book distribution. More book distribution. This should be like Brahat Mridanga. It will go some society, some place, some city, some different nation. So they will be uplifted. They already, that advice that Naraloke means human form of body in the human society. So Srila Prabhupada says there are so many societies. There is an American society, there is an European society, there is an Indian society. So many people are, societies are. And also there is people have got different stages. Some are civilized people, some are uncivilized, anaryas, and it also description is given, Even when Prabhupada is given in some of the place, before going to United States, Prabhupada was saying, there's so many type of people will come to hear this Mahamantra. He used to say, Kinnaras will come, Kimpurushas, Yakshas, and Gandharvas, they'll come in different form. They'll come to the temple, have the deity, they have the darshan, they'll hear Bhagavatam, they become Krishna conscious, and they'll go back home, back to Godhead. They'll come in different form. We don't know that. This was Prabhupada saying. That's why he was giving respect to all the people who come there, even in Western country. Prabhupada used to do that. Even hippies, Prabhupada used to give lots of respect for them. This is that. Some people come, they take that, they get that, they go back after purifying. So even it is that there are Kiratas, Hunandaras, Pulanda, Pralukara, Abhira, Sumba, Yavana, Kasada. Bhagavatam it is given. That type of people are there. They'll come. And Kirata means they're the black people from Africa. And Huna, that nation community, North Pole, above Russia and Germany. There's Huna. And Kasada, they're Mongolians. So detailed thing actually, what they all are eligible. Prabhupada says all are eligible. You may think they are uncivilized. They don't know how to wear dress. They are not like us. No. And here it is said, even externally there may be so many. He is not educated, uneducated, anarya. He is not having decency. He is not cultured, uncultured. We are all cultured. Black, white, don't see anything. This is all distinction of body, bodily concept you are seeing. Nothing to do with that. But you are the spirit soul. The soul is part and parcel of Krishna. We are all spirit soul. We are all children of God. Your body may be doing lots of special efforts. A sportsman job, your body is doing different efforts. A gymnastic person has got different efforts. But this is not important. This is all bodily concept. You have to see, you are the spirit soul. You are all children of God. You have to uplift the spirit soul. You are on the soul platform. This we have to consider that. So all are equal. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. All are equal. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Because when one is self-realized, he will consider, I am Brahmasmi. I am not the body, I am spirit soul. This Parabrahma is there, I am there. He will understand that. So this is spirit soul, part and parcel of God. So what is the job of mine? To totally serve the supreme soul. That is my only job. I have to serve God, that's all. I have no other duty, Prabhupada says. So here is said, Nraloke, in this human form of body, those who are in the human society, they should join this Krishna consciousness. They can perfect their life. And there is no other business. The businessman will think, what is this Swamiji has said? No, there is no other business. Those are all optional. That's having a, because of your illusion you are doing it. There is no other business. What is our business? Constantly 24 hours Hari Leelamrita Vacha. Hari Leelamrita Vacha. All the time you are nectarian Krishna conscious you are taking all the time. You are remembering all the time. Hearing all the time. This is, as soon as you take that, there is no question of death. There is no question of death. There is no question of death. Prabhupada two times he said, devotees are dying, and some people will come and claim, devotees are dying, Swamiji. What is this? Prabhupada said, devotees are not dying. They are going back home, back to Godhead. They are going back to Godhead. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mamiti so Arjuna. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, that is 4.9. Janma karma chame divyam eme eveti tattvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mamiti so Arjuna. One who takes shelter of Krishna and glorifies Krishna, one who is Krishna bhakta, he, after leaving this body, he'll never come back. He'll go to Krishna lok. So, tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mamiti so Arjuna. So, he has given up this body. Okay, he has given up this body. He is not going to take new body. Because he is born, he have to die. But after the death, he have to not take new body. If you go some other Krishna's planet, Krishna's place, you will never come back. This is exactly the thing. Very scientifically it is explained. And the mrityu, as soon as you take Krishna conscious, very seriously, this point is always there. As soon as you take Krishna conscious, this is ever, no, proper. As soon as you take Krishna conscious, very seriously, immediately, from that moment, as soon as you are initiated, Prabhupada gave one more thing. As soon as you are initiated, very good point it is. You are promised so many things at the time of initiation. Right? We are all promised, no? At the time of initiation to the spiritual master. In front of Supreme Lord, Radha Gopinath, front of Supreme Lord. And we are promised that we are going to act like that. 16 round japa, 4 regulative principle, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. Then we will sincerely serve in the movement of Srila Prabhupada as a servant of the servant of the servant. This is the oath we have taken it. Prabhupada says, you have taken it. Immediately there is a point that no more death for you. No more death. No more death. simply an official business. Just like you sleep, you know, very, very important, nice way, Prabhupada said. You just like, you know, you sleep, and when you get up, you are at Krishna Loka. So nice, no? Prabhuji, you are just staring at me. You slept, devotee slept, he's completed all his job. When he got up, he's there in Krishna Loka. So simple. Yes, it is happening all over. It's true. We have seen the depth of the devotees. You know, again you awake, you are there at Krishna Loka. Prabhupada says, you are there. Next moment, you are in spiritual kingdom. Immediately, not even later, immediately. When he will rise, he will see that I am with Krishna. This is Prabhupada's words. So beautiful. How to come out of this death? You know, there is only one solution Krishna consciousness has given. We feel so happy, no? We don't know why, where we are, but we are happy, no? Very easy, no? The method is very easy, right? No fear of Yamaraj. No fear of anything. When you complete your things immediately, there is a way out for us. You are taking Krishna shelter. Hari Leela Amrit Vacha. Just that is only our business. You have to be very serious, all the time. 24 hours. This is a stage we have to take it. And kingdom, we go, spiritual kingdom, immediately. When he will rise, he will see that I am with Krishna. Oh, nice. This is the fact, Prabhupada says. This is the fact. It is not, I am just speculating. This is the fact. This is all what we get it from Lord. Lord speak like that. Lord told this. Already with all this, especially with this Srimad Bhagavatam, by taking and reading Shravanam Kirtanam, you are sincerely following that, then definitely that is the scripture. It will put you out of death. This is not there. Even sometimes I think, what is there? Daily hearing Bhagavatam is not that important. Yes, it is said. You know, one more thing. This is fact. So don't fall down. If you don't, whatever you have promised friend of the Lord at the time of initiation, and there was my spiritual master was there, Radha Gopinath was there, all the Vaishnavas were there, even fire sacrifice was there. I did promise. But don't think that promise is not ordinary. It is not mundane promise. It is spiritual. It is transcendental. You are spirit soul. You are not that body. Take it very, very seriously. Prabhupada is giving. Very, very seriously. Always. Very, very seriously. And he says, don't be childish. Don't be childish. This is a Prabhupada word I am speaking. Don't be childish. I have promised before spiritual master. I have promised before Krishna. Before fire sacrifice. Before Vaishnava. Then, right now, I am thinking of, let me break. You know, sometimes mind will say, let me break. Prabhupada said, you are going to fall, my dear. You are suiciding yourself. Don't do that. You are suiciding. But don't do that. And said, don't lose this opportunity. Naraloke. As a human form of life, you have got it. Don't lose this opportunity. It is the highest gift. You got human form of life. In that gift, you got supreme gift of Krishna consciousness. This is still higher. Too higher. You can't validate anything for that. He says, don't lose this opportunity. You got human form of life. It's the biggest opportunity. And you are now on the point of deathlessness. You are on the point of deathlessness. Make it to grow. See that it should not, the graph should not come down. You have gone up to the deathlessness, so the graph should not come out. You have to increase that. You should not think anything else. And if you commit offenses, Prabhupada is saying, If your execution of devotional service is not going perfectly, there is a chance of fall down. Very, very important, Prabhupada says. There's a chance of fall down. So be careful, very careful. That's why you have to associate with the correct, right people. You have to associate with the right devotees. You have to associate with the Prabhupada's books. You have to associate with your parampara. You have to take that right thing. It's not that now I have progressed. No. I give you one small example, because these four principles which are there, those things are very important. That is how we can weigh out all our sinful activities. I was in one incident I remember. We were in high school in Udipi. Our teacher said, you know, in the last day, we have to go for this SSLC, SSA examination. They said, my dear boys, one he said, last time, some boys from our school, they took some alcohol before going to the exam. They have got, somebody has advised them that will give them higher intelligence for writing. And especially they said, please don't do that mistake. Don't do that. Huh? So, you know, some or the other, some people, they come, you know, this Maya is very strong. Some Catholic boys, they took some alcohol. After saying that also, about 4 or 5 boys, they took it and totally they failed actually. What I wanted to say, this is exactly the thing. That's why Prabhupada is always saying these four things are so bad. People will say, ah, little, there's this ladies drink. So, you know, Maya is very strong. You don't know how the way it comes. I just go and I sit. I don't drink. That person is drinking. What is the use of just going and sitting? Because you are spoiling that environment. You get, aap khud brushed ho raha hai, aap mere kyun ja raha hai? So you have to be very, very strict on this. Even Prabhupada, even meat eating. It is the highest type of sinful activities. How can you get Krishna's name? Even Sripad Madhvacharya was saying, once you take this killing the animals and eating meat, it's very difficult in this life you should get Krishna consciousness. Some or the other, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our parampara, even whoever are taking, they could stop this by Mahamantra. That is the power the Mahamantra is having. And you should never forget that. I was there in that stage, but now I am here. So you should have the higher value. That's why four regulative principle is so important. Because it eradicates all your sinful things. All sinful. Even gambling. You don't know what you are doing. The gambler means he don't know what he is doing. He's not even bothered. His child is sick or his wife is not having anything. He will take out Mangal Sutra and he will take away. Go. He's a person. He's a gambler. So, these four regulative principles. No, Prabhupada is always emphasizing that. Take care. I was in, when I had been to Europe, Germany and all. See, actually there was some big board was there. It was a duty free shop. And we went to see what is the best duty free shop. Everything is alcohol there. Different types of bottles, duty free. And cigarettes. and non-veg thing. My God, this is duty-free shop. My God, what a way it is. The duty-free, not to give any duty. And you have to give all the duty life after life. You have to get rotten here. See, this is what. Prabhupada says, this is most important. Four regulative principles are most important. People may say, thoda onion garlic dala hai. Chalega. What chalega? You are tested here. No, I don't take that. Even little. Chai kaafi kya farak padta hai? Chai piya. There's a little tannin in tea, little tannin, little caffeine in coffee. Kya hai? Sab log pita hai. No. It is tamogun. You are breaking. So even it is a very simple thing. But you are breaking. You have to be very, very careful. It will bite your own conscience. Aap khud brushed ho jayenge. What is given to you by parampara, follow that properly. That's why Prabhupada said, you have to come out of this. Death means first 16 round japa for regulative principle. Don't forget that. And Prabhupada's movement, you should serve as a servant of the servant of the servant. If you try to das dasanu das ka badli mein boss bossanu boss jayega to gir jayega dudum karke. So be careful, because this is our tendency. Boss banne ka. You have to be das dasanu das 24 hours. Even in middle of the night somebody makes you to get up and speak, you should be of the same conscience. Because only by the mercy we can do it. Then you will have that quality of coming out of death. So beautiful it is. Taking Krishna conscious. There are so many plus points in Krishna conscious. Today Prabhupada is highlighting in this exactly that you can go back to the Lord's place very safely. You have to clear up all your needs and sinful things. This is the highest benefit we are going to get it. There are so many people are asking, na, hum Hare Krishna mein aagaye. We have in some other cult, aapka Hare Krishna mein aane mein kya fayda milega? They are asking when we used to go for preaching. We used to say that ek hai, one thing is that aapka paap karne ka pravritti khatam hoga. The propensity of sinning you are doing, that will go off. And then you will have the love for Krishna. You will have love for Krishna. Krishna prem badega. This is whatever you take it. A paap karne ka pravritti khatam hoga. These two things are most important. It's this immediately, just take, chant holy name, immediately, it is, immediately you will get that. Immediately. No time at all. So this word which Prabhupada has given, we should remember that. With Acharyas we can understand that. Even Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, whatever, through Acharya's vision, we can understand. We can't show our intelligence on that. Even many scientists, they have made so many medicines. There is no death for that. Ayurvedic, allopathic, have you made some different? They may, you know, person is sleeping on ground, usko utha ke bed mein sulayenga. Utne hi kaam karta ho. That's all. If you chant the holy name, take shelter of Krishna, Lord can do anything. And this is the power of Lord. So today's shloka, we can understand what is the power of Yamaraj and plus what is the depth, death. And the best, highest thing is that, especially it is given very nicely. And that is Hari Leela, that's very nicely it is given. Hari Leela Amrita, that is, yeah, beautiful it is given. The shloka itself is saying, that's it, Hari Leelamritam Vacha. That nectarian things, you have to always repeat that. Leela Amrita is nectarian. That's Krishna's holy name. That's why Parikshit Maharaj had only 7 days. 7 days, 7 nights. But when he asked Sukadeva Maharaj, how can I uplift my soul? Mera Atma Kalyan kaisa hoga? And then he said, Krishna Katha Shravan Karo. You'll be uplifted. Krishna Katha. That's all. Krishna Katha. There is nothing else. So before, on seventh day, before Takshak comes, he left the body nicely. It's like a same sleep. He left. Takshak baane ka pahle nikal gaya. So this is the power. So we get the power. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam we should understand. And we should have respect for that. And why? You are in human being society. That society, you are the spirit soul. There may be so many other groups, but that you have not to consider. You have to take this seriously. And surplus, you should have surplus amount of Krishna conscious holy name, so that immediately going for Krishna Loka, it won't have, we have surplus amount of balance. It can go easily. So whenever there is a time, whenever you get a time, chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This way you increase your balance of Krishna conscious account. So definitely when surplus is there, there is no question of taking any influence from anyone. It's already, we can go back home, back to God. Thank you very much. The time up. Hari Bol. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.